Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 6th of August. We have an 11-game main slate today. One big weather spot with the top pitcher on the board, shot which. Why not, of course. Detroit, right now we have a 70% chance of a delay risk, 30% chance of PPD, according to our weather station. Some light rain possible in Cincinnati, Minnesota, and St. Louis, but nothing too crazy. Winds blowing out to left field in Cincinnati. It's really inviting. Winds blowing in at Wrigley, not that that has stopped either team from hitting home runs this weekend, just 8 miles an hour in Wrigley, so nothing to really worry about. Blowing out in Boston to left field at 13 miles an hour. Some cooler temps, nothing too super hot. Hottest being St. Louis at roughly 87 degrees game time. But let's dig into the actual pitching. Obviously, I mentioned the weather issues here. Tyler Glasnow, ton of upside, just absolute ton. Just a strikeout machine. Does make some mistakes, right? Like, I don't really expect him to ever go clean in a game, even when his stuff is just dominant. But man, it feels like just one of those spots where you can, if the weather was fine, we could just lock in 25 to 30 DK points, and move on to an SP2. But weather timing is going to be huge in that one. I'm going to pay attention to what our weather guy has to say. Try to get some timing. And with Glasnow's injury history, I don't think they're gonna risk him much, if there's a early delay in the second or third inning that lasts for, maybe 30, 45 minutes plus. I don't know that we see Glasnow come back out. So that is something we want to pay attention to. Zach Gallen, big time K matchup against the Twins. Issues on the road. I really hate his extreme home road splits. He averages nearly half as many DK points on the road as he does get at home. His last three road starts haven't been bad, but they haven't been spectacular either. The San Francisco one, he was rolling, and then I think these runs came in the seventh, I want to say. He's capable of doing dominant things when on the road. At the Angels, he struck out 12. So there is plenty of K upside in this one. I don't see a Vegas line yet, which is weird because I'm pretty sure the Twins had already announced Dallas Keuchel as starting, but maybe they don't have it in officially yet. But Zach Gallen is somebody I'm interested in upside wise. I just don't see myself going too overweight on him. I believe pretty heavily in home road splits for pitchers, so probably won't go more than maybe 20 to 25%, but we'll see as the morning goes on. Charlie Morton has been stronger on the road, as well, just two home runs in 57 road innings. That's pretty impressive. But then he's coming off a game which he allowed three home runs. So I don't know that I want to go to Charlie Morton. I might go there, but I'm going to be looking for reasons to not include him in my pool. Same with Justin Steele. As much as I love Justin Steele, I don't really want to go to this game. The game total is just 8.5 after being double digits the last 2 days. Atlanta is a -120 favorite. So Vegas really thinks the runs come down. So maybe we do have to consider Morton more. Steele being one of my favorite guys in baseball. just he does it without dominant stuff, and I really respect that. But this is a matchup that I just don't know that we can go to him. I think it's probably a mistake to try to pick on Atlanta with pitching. If Steele beats us, he beats us so well. But I feel like it just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. So we'll skip Steele. Still consider Morton since he's the favorite in that game. Woodruff making his return. Minus 205 favorite. Game total of just 8. Only threw 3 starts, 11 and 2/3 over rehab. He's been out for almost 4 months from the major league level. 3 months, 3.5 months before making starts. I do have some concerns, but obviously did get up to 72 pitches on Tuesday. Probably 80 to 85, not quite 85 to 90 is would be my guess. Because it's a long time to be out with a, I don't know where the subscapular is. I assume it's in the shoulder, but yeah. So, I mean, I think he's probably pretty excited to be back. I think he has plenty of upside. I do worry that he just goes 5 innings only, but on this slate, there isn't a lot of slam dunk pitching for me, so I think he's definitely viable. I would feel pretty good in taking him over Charlie Morton, in my pool or how I want to layer it, based on percentages. So, Sandy Alcantara hasn't been as good on the road. Last two starts have been spectacular, one against the tough Tampa Bay squad and one against a very good Philadelphia lineup. He's gone 17 innings in his last two starts. It is a tougher matchup, obviously. It's Texas. Texas is obviously, I think they might be the highest scoring offense in baseball right now. I haven't looked at the updated numbers. So I don't think I'm going to get to Alcantara, but with how he's thrown the ball the last couple, I am intrigued enough. If I do find myself struggling to get, a seventh or eighth pitcher in my pool, Alcantara could make it. But right now, I'd leave him on the outside looking in. Kyle Bradish is definitely going to make my pool. Been spectacular at home. Last couple starts, he's allowing some runs, but last start against Toronto still was dominant with almost 25 DK points. Man, 20, 21 plus and 6 of 7 of 10. It's a pretty good stretch for Bradish. If I remember correctly here, I'll bring it up on my other monitor. Still waiting on a Vegas line. I'm not really sure why. But the big thing for me is Bradish, power wise, gives up more power to right-handed bats, which plays well in this ballpark because it's 300 and, I don't know what it was, 374 or something to right or left field, something like that. It's just a long ways. And it really helps him out, as a guy that, can make mistakes through right-handed bats. He's given up just 4 home runs to lefties on the season. And I know most of the season, the Mets don't really strike out a ton. They have been recently, because their lineup has been weakened, as they try different things and wave the white flag. Plus the veterans probably, a little annoyed at the decision by the front office, but Kyle Bradish for sure is going to be in my pool. Chris Bassett probably not going to make it. Has been pretty bad on the road so far this year. 16 home runs allowed in 12 road starts. That's quite a bit. Been decent of late. Strikeouts have helped. But I'm just not interested in taking Bassett against the Red Sox right now. Carlos Rodon not gonna make it because like just not striking guys out, and he's walking too many. Not a great combination to have from a starting pitcher. I don't think he's fully healthy. I'm gonna guess he kind of felt some pressure to get back out there. And until we see him actually bring his strikeouts back, I'm not gonna be interested. I know Cortez struck out a ton last night or yesterday against the Astros, but I just can't do it. Haney, I think this is the time we're supposed to jump off Haney. He had this earlier in the year where he went off with strikeouts, and then they plummeted back down again. It's tough to ignore the upside in this matchup, though. I don't really expect him to strike out double digits, but he is a minus 135 favorite against Alcantara. So I don't have a problem using him. We were on him here, which was great. I do have some worries about chasing that, but given the pitching on the slate, I think he's comfortably in my pool. Taijuan Walker against what had been a hot Kansas City squad. The Phillies won yesterday. Taijuan Walker's been solid. Not amazing, but solid. He had a really strong stretch here. Hasn't been as strong recently. But right before I started filming this, or recording this, filming, whatever, the Kansas City lineup dropped, and there's no Bobby Witt today. That helps out Taijuan Walker quite a bit. So he's going to firmly be in my pool. I would put him slightly ahead of Haney, but they're very close to me. Haney probably has a higher ceiling. I just feel a little more comfortable with Taijuan Walker. Not really going to touch the Houston pitching situation. Feel a little bad for JP France having to be moved to the bullpen now with Urquidy back. I will go out on a limb and say that I think that JP France is a better pitcher than Jose Urquidy at this point, but I do not make the decisions for the Astros. Oviedo, certainly capable. Three out of his last four starts have been really good. So I am going to consider him. I just might not end up with him in my pool. He was lit up by the Brewers earlier. He's been worse on the road. But he's certainly capable. I just don't know that I will get there. Quintana against Baltimore. I'm going to go with no thanks on that one. Lyon Richardson, I was going to use him. Still might, but most likely probably won't. Big thing is he has never thrown more than four innings a season in any start. excuse me. So I assume that means he's gonna throw four innings again. Gets a nice matchup, but I just can't. If we know we're only gonna get 3 to 4 innings at 6,500, I just don't think I can get there unless he was gonna strike out seven. Pull a Tyler Glass now in his first start back from the IL or something, but just not gonna do it for me, unfortunately. Looking at some other guys, not really interested in anybody else down here. The only one I'm considering right now would be Dallas Keuchel, taking on a struggling Arizona squad. Keuchel was ridiculously dominant in the minor leagues leading up to this. He signed a minor league contract a month and a half ago, made six starts, 1.13 ERA in those six starts. I have to be interested in, but it worries me because the last time we saw Keuchel in the majors, he really struggled. He's not a huge K guy either, so there's some worries there. But Arizona is struggling enough to where I'm intrigued by what Keuchel's been able to do at AAA. So there we have it. There is the first look at the pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, and get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, Discord. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.